Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thursday, man. Headed towards that. It's going to go fast now, man. Halloween is almost here, but we're close to that.
Yeah, we're trucking.
It's That'll roll here. Into Thanksgiving, go to New York, see the parade, jump into Christmas time, take a vacation, come back. February, first big holiday of the year will be, of course, Valentine's Day. And what better way to celebrate the next day, you know, the one where you're sick of her again, than heading out to see the Pop Evil show on the 15th. It'll be a great show. That'll be a really fun show, man. And not to mention the fact that even if she's a casual fan, think of the great points you get by Valentine's Day gifting her a pair of tickets when you wanted to go anyway.
Hailing from Grand Rapids, Michigan, they have proven time and again that they are one of the most electrifying live bands on the road today. They are Pop Evil.
Here I come, here I come, yeah! I'm ready!
And on Friday, February 15th, they return to Kansas City for a show at the Truman. Please welcome, friend of the show, Pop Evil bassist, Matt DeRito.
You are no good. No, Matt DeRito, you are no good. You've got too much going on. What's happening with you? What's happening, man? How are you?
Hey, man.
What are you
doing? How you been, buddy?
Good. You're up and running this morning, man. Where are you at right now?
I am in Panama. Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach.
Beach is in Florida, mixed up.
Oof, man, it's rough. Bob and I just ran to Panama City. His mom and dad were there, trapped.
That's right. I heard, man, all the hurricane weather and all that.
Oh, dude.
Did everything turn out all right?
Yeah. Well, for them it did, thankfully. You know, we got in there, and today's the first official day they're allowing people to return. But we managed to sneak in on Saturday. We left Friday and brought generators and food and water. And man, there's no electricity down there. There's no food. There's no gas. There's no water. It's a heavy place. It's 80 miles wide and 100 miles deep of just complete... We lost him. See if we can get him back. No, he's in Daytona. So his phone will be fine. It's us that sucks.
Probably.
Yeah. No,
it would not be shocking at all.
Yeah, no, that's not a... That's here. Is that him? Yeah, I'll put him on. Did you get him back? Is it ringing? Jake will just stare at me. Like, a yes or no? Nod your head. Go one way or another. No? Okay. Thank you.
Poor Jake.
Poor Jake. Like, Jake, I can't guess.
Baby, let me come in.
Hey, where'd you go, man? Did we dump you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Sorry about that.
Signal, man.
So,
sorry about that.
No, I'm sure it's us. We've been having all kinds of terrible trouble with the phone system. But back to the Panama City. So we get down there, and, you know, they're 82 and 83 years old, and they've been there for a couple of days already. And so we got mom out to Tampa, and dad with electricity back on, and food and water and a way to, you know, defend himself. And he's two-time tour in Vietnam, so he knows what's up. And so he'll be out of there in the next couple of days once he gets his insurance guy to sign off, and then he's getting the hell out of there.
Man.
Dude,
I can't imagine having to uproot everything, you know, at that stage in your life and, you know, figure out what to do.
Well, and that's the thing. And you've got such a good charitable heart, and you have empathy, and you understand. Like, I've been stupid in the past where you'll say, well, why don't these idiots evacuate? You know, you don't consider the fact that maybe you don't have the money to go get a hotel room for an indeterminate amount of time. Maybe, you know, if it doesn't really destroy everything, you have to be back to go to work. Maybe you don't have a credit card to get the room. You know, there wasn't a room within 160 miles. We stopped in Montgomery on the way just because we knew there was a curfew. It was after dark, so we crashed there and then haul ass in the morning. But, I mean, you think about it. It's just I really restructured my thinking on that. Once you're in the middle of that and you see how desperate people are and how there was no other way, and some people had to ride it out, that you just die. You get a clear vision of this world. Sometimes you just need to go see it for yourself.
Gosh, man. Well, I'm glad you guys made it down there and, were able to give a hand to his parents, dude. I'm glad they're all right, you know?
Yeah, well...
Scary stuff.
Yeah, well, because the world goes weird, doesn't it? You shut people's water and electricity off for just a couple days, and all it takes is... You know, the good people will be good as like they can, but when people start to starve or they don't have water or the general bad people have the opportunity to be a parasite, man, you get a really dark mix of human beings pretty fast.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Where do you live? You live in a smaller place outside of the city, or do you live in the city?
Way outside of the city.
Yeah,
so, we got backup generators and stuff like that because we lose power all the time, and we've got well water, so if I can make electricity, I can pump water and all that kind of stuff. But so we're a little bit used to that, but man, yeah, I feel for yeah. people that don't get that, and aren't prepared for that.
Yeah, now it's heavy. It's funny because I do think of you at times like that because you are the guy. Like, we had a lot of conversations about, how you defend yourself, how you live in this world, how you move to this world, and not to be, that guy. Hell, you love shooting. You're one of the greats, and you're exactly how I think people who enjoy guns should be. You're not a gun worshiper. You just like shooting, man. It's a great recreational way to spend time, and it's a very calming way, believe it or not, that people who don't shoot can't seem to understand that, and I understand why. But you get this kind of a situation where there is unfortunately a time in your life where it might go, straight, walking dead on your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
It's actually kind of...
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I actually did, an Instagram takeover the other day, and this topic came out pretty heavy because it was, something I was posting on someone else's Instagram. It was like a guitar that I did that had, a gun.
It was incredible. Incredible.
And I got, comments from, all over the spectrum from, this is disgusting, and how could you, you're setting an example for our youth, and why are you setting an example of something so obscene, and to people that absolutely loved it, I'm never the guy that would try to separate people or split us down the middle. So it was I get some comments that where it's this is disgusting, and I just kind of brush those off. But some people that wanted to comment a little further, and I saw it as an opportunity for discussion, and
sure,
brought it up with people and got to make some really valid points and maybe get them to see things from a different point of view.
Well, that's it, man. The problem is people don't stop in the middle. You got these crazy boom boom gun worshippers that are in their heart of hearts, the types that decide they're going to open carry into a Walmart for no reason at all, and they've got an AR strapped to their back, and you're like, what are you, an a-hole? Like, you can stop being such a weirdo. And then those guys who are, just the grippers, the guys who sleep with one in their hand because they're terrified of the world around them. And it's the only way they can feel like a man. And then you have the other side that is just so ashamed and so weirded out by the whole idea. And I'm like, guys, hammers, everything. You can kill somebody with anything if you're really determined to do it. So that, and I've never believed, that's never the problem. The problem is people's attitudes towards stuff. They view it wrong.
Exactly.
It's like motorcycles. Those motorcycles kill people too, man. It's just the way of the world. It's But it never stops in the middle. And you're like, I'll come back to my original point, is you get it. Like, you do truly get it. I think one of the things is because you get out and you travel this world. You know, you're out with the band. You're out with Pop Evil. You see the entire world for what it is. And that we're all basically the same. We're just trying to live, have clean water, food, schools for kids, good roads, good, strong military protection from bad people. It's the same the world over.
Yeah, and you get that kind of perspective when you travel, and you know, because you're all over the place, man. It's the more you stay in one spot all the time, the more you do the same routine day in and day out, the more you're around the same exact people every single day, the more that you get dead set in your ways. And,
right.
You know, I see it all over, being from a small town. I could go home, and the guys I went to high school with are exactly the same people, you know?
Yeah,
and no. It's funny because you know when you're that age, people say, "Oh man, don't ever change." But man, change is good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
it scares people, man. My great uncle Paul used to tell me only hobos like change. And it's true. We all kick. We all resist it in one way or another. But yeah, change is good, and it is weird to go back to your town and see somebody you went to high school with if they've never progressed, and you're like, ooh, wow, you've never liked a new band. You've never developed a new hobby or a new view in your life. You've never seen it any other way than the way you were the day you walked out of your parents' house and moved into yours. That's the way you stayed all your life. And traveling, you know, and again, that's the gift of being in a band like you are. You know, by the way, Pop Evil rolling in the 15th of February. The gift is to be able to go out and share, and that's a great thing about music with you guys. You know, I think you get a better platform. You can have a discussion on Instagram or something as dividing as a gun, and I think that they're more likely to let you speak and at least entertain your idea than the common person that they don't hold in a higher regard.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You know, that's a heavy responsibility for you.
You know, I'm not out to attack people. Yeah. You know, I'm not out to affect people.
Well. I feel the same guns about you about gay sex. Like, if you don't like it, don't do it. Like, it's not a problem for me. I don't care what you do. If you're against gays, don't be one. You don't like guns, don't buy one. It's very simple. The whole world is very simple like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one thing that got me, there's a comment someone said that they go, you know, I don't understand this. You know, music saves lives and guns take lives. I was like, oh, well, you know what? That's not really true, man. First of all, I don't think that, you know, one or the other does one thing or the other. It's the person behind it. I said, you know, I've seen music take more lives, you know, friends of mine in this industry than I think I'll ever see, you know, gun violence do. You know, at the same token, I've seen guns save a lot of lives of my friends and, you know, first responders and military and the people around them.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it's the person behind it. You know, it's however they interpret it. It's however they use that tool. It's not black and white like that, you know.
It's no, of course it's not. But people want it to be because that keeps you, that you don't have to think anymore. You give me, I keep your mind, and then you never have to have another thought. It's also quite wonderful for them.
Yep.
The scariest thing in the world is to challenge somebody's belief system. And that's what, by the way, this is why I like Matt so much, Nikki, is because this is who he is. Like a reasonable, good human being. Like you smell people that you like, you genuinely look to, and you go, ah, no, that guy's got it going on. He understands.
He can have a level-headed conversation about it, obviously, and see for what it is.
He also enjoys flamethrowers and blowing stuff up.
Who doesn't?
Building motorcycles. You know, because it's funny. The whole world's so weird, man. But yeah, I know it got off to a heavy conversation right out of the gate because of Panama City, but it's true, man. And I thought about you on the way down. A song came across Sirius Satellite Radio, and Bob and I were just talking about people we like and then who do we think is prepared and, like, who can handle themselves through that, and your name came up. And it's just funny that you're on the show this week, and you guys are coming in. The Truman Show will be great. The last show was great. This show will be great.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is like I mentioned this the other day, this tour that's coming up at the top of the year, it's like all we're doing is hanging out with our friends, man. Like, how cool is that? Like, most tours are, but this one is like, you know, them Evils and Savage After Midnight are, you know, good friends of ours we toured with, like, way back in the day. And, of course, you know, Don Jameson is, like, the ultimate dude's dude. Like, I love hanging with that guy.
And I didn't know that you guys were friends, because we'd known Don forever, you know. I mean, what a fantastic guy. Worst band I've ever seen, man. Gunfire and Sodomy. When I say worst, because lyrically is the worst band I've ever seen. Have you ever witnessed a Gunfire and Sodomy show?
No, I haven't.
So it's the drummer from King's X. He and another friend, they wear ski masks like terrorists, and it's an acoustic show, and it's acoustic death metal, and they have songs like Rape Your Face. it's a complete joke, and I have never seen an audience melt down this way. It was one of the greatest things I'd ever seen. It was at the Mercury Lounge in New York City, and they purposely had like a feminist like folk trio open the show for them. And these people and their fans were still in the audience when they opened up with it. And I'm telling you, like, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen. It's because he's that kind of a guy. He likes to have fun and tweak people a little bit.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Yeah. I absolutely love that. I gotta look that up.
You have to ask him about it. It's really fun. And Jameson will be great on the road, man. He's, you know, he loves rock and roll. He's like you and I are. Like, he's just happy to be here, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know, he's a one-man show and everything, so he's going to be riding the bus with us.
We're great.
Out a bunk for him.
You know what?
So
and he'll
be
like, great.
You know, high school sleepover, hanging out with your buddies. Mm.
And that's a pretty big deal for the, you know, guys listening. That tour bus is your world. That is your universe. It's your house. It's your only place you have when you're a band on the road. And so to bring somebody in and put them in the mix, everybody has to agree it's cool.
Yeah, it's an attest to, you know, what we think of the guy. Like, he's a good friend. He's a good dude.
It's going to be a great, great show for you guys and a great tour. And by the way, how long is Jameson going to be out with you?
The whole run. I think it's a solid month.
Jesus God almighty. Good night, man.
Yeah.
He'll be a lot of fun. He really will. You guys, and what about Europe? What are you guys going in the world?
I think we're doing, I can't really say yet, but we've got some stuff lined up, I think, for Europe shortly after that tour. You know, not much for the rest of this year here. We've got, you know, the show in Daytona Beach today, Little Rock tomorrow, a couple things here and there. Oh, shoot, we've got a whole Canadian run.
Oh, yeah, you're going to Toronto. Bob and I rode through Toronto this year. You got to go to the top of the CN Tower and do the Skywalk.
Okay.
I did it on the way through.
You know, I've been there many times, and I've never done it.
It's actually fantastically eye-opening. I wouldn't call it straight-up frightening, but it'll get your attention when you got to walk out and then you do the trust lean. It's you're hooked in the back and your feet are on the very edge of that grid and you just let that thing pop. You lean forward, it goes poof and grabs you. You're like, I mean, it'll get your attention, man. It's super fun. If you can book your stuff ahead of time and you'll know exactly what time you go up so you're not stuck there waiting forever.
Oh, that's great, man. Well, I'm an adrenaline junkie like you, so that sounds awesome.
You need to get... I don't know. Is Jameson going to be out with you on this? Will he be in Toronto or no?
No, he's not doing any of the Canadian stuff.
It's too bad. That'd be great to see him scream. It'd be great to take him up there and just video him having a full meltdown on it. It'll be fun, man. In Canada, and I know you don't smoke, but how about those guys just legalizing weed across the country? When we were rolling through, and they were refitting all of their state-run liquor stores with weed booths. So now the government is going to sell you marijuana in Canada. I feel like they're mocking us. Like, they're like, yeah, what do you got? Look what we're doing right now. I'm like, God dang it, you guys are incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's pretty smart. You know, I got to hand it to them.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Credit where it's due. It's smart.
Yeah, and, you know, and for those of you who don't know, Matt doesn't smoke or drink. And I don't like smoking. It's just not for me. For whatever reason, it just dumbs me down too much, and I can't afford to be any dumber. So, but I think it's fantastic for other people, and I think it pays. It's going to fix so much stuff. So much money is going to be rolling into that place.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, majority of the time, I'd rather hang out with someone who's high than someone who's drunk.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Yeah, I get that.
Depending on the person, but...
Are you talking to me? Are you sending me a message right now? Is this code?
No. No. Just, you know, in generalities, you know, you run into the random, you know, drunk person on
it's awful.
You know, the street corner as bars are closing and stuff like that. It's just a mess.
Oh, yeah. Well, the worst drug to run into and have to deal with is definitely, I'd say, methamphetamines, because tweakers have just no sense of personal space or timing. Cocaine is a blathering drug. That's a terrible one as well. Any of those powdered, sniffy type drugs, to be in the same room with somebody sober when they're doing that is absolute torture for your brain.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You why?
Oh, yes, it is.
Then times have changed, man. Tell me this. When you go out on tour, do you see as much debauchery and freewheeling, like drug use and over-the-top stuff, as it used to be?
Yes and no. I'm going to say, yes, if you're looking for it, it's everywhere. But when you're not looking for it, it's like, you just become excluded from all that. You know, people are very secretive about it, these days, and it's not out in the open. So if you're not looking for it, you just don't see it.
Well, and
I'm sure it happens.
Sure. And it's got to be a lot easier on you, because you just made a choice to go, look, this is what I do now for a living. I'm a musician. I'm going to dedicate everything I do. And it's not like, you're a Bible-gripping, uber-conservative super-Christian that's freaking out on everybody's, sinning. You just choose to be a healthy guy. And so in the old days, remember rock stars, I think the perception was if you got sober, then it was all over for you. And you had to be a blathering, and it's just, that's not viewed that way anymore.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I turned into a mess to begin with. It was like I thought that was what I was supposed to do. And as dumb as that sounds, it was like, I knew that people were living through me, that would come out to the shows every night. I knew that they wanted to party with me. They wanted to hang out. They wanted that outlet or that release. And for myself, I thought, man, how long am I actually going to be able to do this?
Didn't you throw some luggage off a boat?
Yeah. But, how it goes.
Those are the old days.
Yeah, the old days, the good old days.
I wonder where that...
No, man, we still... What's that one?
I wonder where the luggage ended up. It was out in the ocean, a long way.
Yeah, who knows, man? There's Wilson still floating out there somewhere, I'm sure.
But that's what makes this Pop Evil show so good. I've never seen such guys so dedicated to making it happen, especially live. And, all the guys in the band. Everybody in that band came to destroy that room every single night. And that's what you guys are what keeps the band alive. And if you haven't seen Pop Evil, that's the whole reason we all got to be friends, is Jesse Dupree said, you got to see this band. We saw them and immediately said, man, we got to get them for Rockfest. And that was the beginning of a wonderful friendship and genuine respect for the band, because every album comes out, you guys go on that tour, and it just gets better and better. And I see more and more dedication, and nobody coming off the rails. Everybody is laser beam focused to bring that show every night.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
All right. So, well, listen, before I let you go, what else are you into right now? What are you getting into? Anything good?
Oh, I got a good one for you, man. So, we spent most of our summer touring with Cheap Trick and Poison, right?
Yeah, how great is that?
Awesome. So I got to be really good friends with Rick Nielsen. He's that guy, You end up talking to him every day, playing pranks on each other every day and stuff. And it turns out, he's in the firearms a little bit, too. So, I work with that company, Cabot Guns. They've got a facility in Fort Wayne, Indiana,
yep,
Pennsylvania and stuff. So in some of my downtime, I've been going down there and building guns with them. And I'm working on a custom gun for Rick Nielsen right now. Where, it was kind of like a tour parting gift where, I showed him some of the stuff that we do, and he's like, whoa, that's like way too expensive for a gun. I'm like, I'm just going to build you one. And because he started showing me his gun collection, and this dude has got custom checker print everything, right?
Sure. It's a signature.
Yeah, it's a signature. He pulls, he shows me all the time he's got a crown in his mouth. Like one of his teeth is checker print. Like instead of having a gold tooth or something like that, he's got a checker print tooth, right? And I'm like, you've got custom checker print everything. But he showed me his firearms collection, and he doesn't have anything that really stands out. So I'm like, you need like a showstopper piece that incorporates some of that stuff. So we're going to do some cool stuff. I already did some samples and checker printing on the slides and like really cool finishes. And I think what I'm going to do to top it off is we've got like a custom serial number that's going to come out, you know, that kind of incorporates Cheap Trick and everything. And I grabbed a couple handfuls of his guitar picks because he's notorious for throwing those out in the crowd. And I'm going to stack them. I built a fixture where I'm going to throw them in like a hardening resin.
Right.
And, you know, take that and shave it down and form grips out of it. So right. Like as I form these grips, like it'll peel away the layers and you'll just see like the edges of like a million guitar picks.
That'll be great.
Kind of this multicolored, you know, thing, but it'll have, you know, his actual guitar picks as the grips. It'd be kind of neat.
Oh no, it'll be fun. And the other thing I thought of as soon as you started telling me this was, what about the hydro press where you put you have the tank of water and you get the skin and you push it through the emulsion, and as it does, it wraps itself around whatever piece you're doing. I've seen them do some pretty great guns and come up with everything from carbon fiber to rust patterns.
Oh, yeah. Hydro dipping.
Hydro dipping,
I've got a buddy that does that stuff, and he's done a few things for me as well.
I bet you could put a cool checkered
piece. That's a really cool process to watch.
Yeah. Man, Al, you were getting Rick Nielsen making him a gun. Did you ever think, in your wildest dreams when you're growing up, just thinking, I want to be a musician, you would spend that much time with a guitar player from Cheap Trick, and let alone that, become friends?
Yeah. It's one of those off-the-wall random things that's like, man, the stuff I get to do is pretty cool sometimes, so...
You know, Jesse Dupree, he doesn't get, you don't see him get super excited a lot of times. Rick was so kind to him, and that just what a testament to who he is, because he's just a genuine legend. Invited him to come up and sing a song on stage with him, and I'm telling you, Jess called me and then sent me the pictures, and he was over the moon. Like, it's very rare you see him get giddy, but he was so excited about being pulled up on stage to be a part of Cheap Trick for a song.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit, dude. You know, I got that honor being on tour with him all summer. You know, he was dragging myself and Haley up there just about every night. And I definitely don't take it lightly. I mean, that guy keeps some really good company around him.
Yeah.
It was like, it was crazy to see who he had on the guest list every night, from night to night, you know, because it was like, these legendary guys that, you know, played with Prince and Queen and, you know, all these mega, mega bands that, you know, they're not coming out for business. They're coming out because they're buddies, you know?
Right.
These are his friends.
Well,
and, you know, you just never know who's side stage for those guys night after night.
And he's such a wonderful eccentric. We're talking about Nielsen, Rick Nielsen. He, you know, because he's like Billy Gibbons. Those stories about Gibbons being an eccentric guitar player. And those guys, there's just so few of them left anymore. Like the true, like there's, I just Googled his guitar, how many he's got. He's got over 400 in his collection. And we're not talking about normal guitars. We're talking about guitars valued at incredible sums Nielsen's got in his guitar vault. And I just love the fact he's like, that's too much to pay for a gun. You've got millions of dollars worth of guitars at your house.
Yeah, and what's funny is, like, you know, he's always said that, you know, he never bought guitars as an investment. He's like, he bought them because he liked them, and most of his guitars are 30, 40 years old and worth a lot of scratch now.
Yeah.
And it just happened to work out that way, I guess, for him. But
that's great.
I mean, he's really good people. He's one of the best I've met all around.
How was the audience for that? I wondered how it was all going to play out with Poison, because that's always a great, fun show, man. You just, you know what I mean? You, they're not saving the world. They're just having a good time. And then Cheap Trick is that band that, like, you better bring your A game, because they're good every single night. Xander's good every single night. So it's I wondered how the audience would react to you guys. And was it going over well?
Incredibly receptive, like way more than I would have thought. And you're right, you know, like, dude, Robin Zander is on point every night. I have no idea how that guy does it.
Beautiful.
He sounds amazing. Like, they bust out the flame, and he sings it the same every single night. His consistency is like no wonder the dude's had a career for this many years. Like, he's consistent.
Yeah. Now he's incredible, man.
Amazing.
Hey, listen, before I let you go, two words. Or three words, sorry.
Yep.
Bowling ball cannon.
Oh, all right. Hey, yeah, okay, I'm down.
So I'll see you in February.
Dude, that's awesome. Do I need to bring some with me? You know, my dad works for Brunswick. I can
yeah,
exactly. Bowling balls.
Exactly. It'll be great. All right, listen, I'll see you soon. Keep yourself safe, my friend. And February 15th, it happens here in Kansas City. Pre-sale starts today at 10 a.m. You guys, if you're a registered rockaholic, you can get it. That Truman is such an incredible room to see. Get your tickets in the next couple weeks or you will not be getting them at all. Go great as a Valentine's present, a Christmas present, a Halloween gift, whatever. But, man, I'll see you very soon. We'll stay in touch, man. All right, Matt?
All right. Sounds good, brother. See you, buddy.
See you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.